say, it's really a multi-pronged sugya. We're not going to finish all the prongs today. I don't know if we're going to finish the first one. Gemara tells us that there is a kula known as Dam Maka. And the details of this are quite obscure. The Gemara is in Daf Samach Vav and Aleph. There are two different girsos, as we pointed out already yesterday. Our girsa is one, the Rosh's girsa is another. There are three pshatim in Rishonim, in this particular line, in Yesh La Vesta Tola Bevesta. Rashi says, she's a raw machmas tach only sometimes of the month, so she can stay with her husband for the other times. The Rambam says, and the Mechaber quotes it, that she lived with her husband either Bishas Vesta, Bereshi Askinan, or Samach Levesta, Shalor Bereshi Askinan. She saw down, she attributes it to the vest, and she's not considered a raw machmas tashmish. So those are very straightforward. The Mordechai is the one who turned the whole world upside down. So let's once again start what we've been saying the last few days. Back to the Mordechai, this what we call column 2. But the Mordechai says over here, those who want to find it, can look for the kuf, that's the way to find it through the kuf, about 3/4 down the second column. From Yesh Lavestis Man Kavur, she wrote Adan Tola Bevesta, she chola Lomar, Zeh Adan, she wrote Tor, Shaddai Elo Igia Vesta. Vitolam Makosa, Shiachola Lomar Min Makosahi Utahora. That's brief excerpt, which is a total of 2 lines, has generated quite a bit of controversy. What does it mean? Before we further analyze these 2 lines, I have to see a few more lines on what we call column 3. Mordechai says that according to the Gemara about Nemenis, second part of the Brisa, Isha Loma Maka Ishibosa Mokom, Shemeni Yotze Dam, Mashma, it's in brackets the word Mashma, Dabka Shioda, Shiyote Hadam and Hamaka Tolaba, Misafik and the Tolo, Abu Bishas Vesta, Fili Yodas, Bavade, Shadam, Yotze Menamaka and the Tolaba, the Lokal Tietme Alolam, and the Ksavim Shitim Sabibigodea Toro, the Tolaba Maka, Filen Yodas, Shamaka Motzia Dam, the Ksavim Hohu, Chachamim lahakol mishnuksamim derabbanan. Stop. There's another few lines over here, and these 2 few lines and those few lines have some kind of a relationship. Let's analyze the various interpretations of what the Mordechai Shita is. A, that's our first goal. Our second goal is to analyze the Truma Sadeshet, because the Truma Sadeshet quotes the Mordechai. We have to see what exactly he meant, how he understood it, and how Poskim understood the Truma Sadeshet. And after having done that, then we'll see Lemaisa, in terms of what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo hold, the Shach, the Bach, the Bach, the Taz and the Shach, what they hold, and then come to some kind of a bottom line. And it's maybe a little bit tedious, but it's very important to understand what the sugya is about. And then after we do that, we have to analyze it 2 more things. Number one, how do you define Dhammaka? I mean, like action off we'll get to today. And number 2, in practical real life, what are Dam Makos in general and what are Dam Makos resulting from medical procedures? And the medical procedures, I want to, if you have a time over here, just to look it up, there's 2 chapters, the last 2 chapters of the first volume of this article book are all devoted to this issue. That's it, it's all about that. What's called Dam Makos and the medical procedures. He doesn't go into all the love this too much, although we'll just quote him a little bit today also about the first topic. Whether you told him a makosa, but his unique contribution, where he's more than anybody else, I think, is in the last 2 chapters about the modern medical procedures. Yes, although it's 10 years old, he says it's dated. That's his opening. I called him up this morning to find out what the updates are, but I didn't get them. I'll try them later today, and hopefully before Sunday I'll have some of the updates. Yes? No. Almost all women do not have a Veskavua, but for our purpose, they have the equivalent of a Veskavua, which we'll get to Vestas one day. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Pei Vav Siv Gimel, that if a woman sees no less than 26 days, so she's a vesis kavua to see no less than 26 days. So until day 26, she is treated as a woman who's the yeshua vesis kavua, which is extraordinarily helpful in our circumstance, even though it's not a vesis kavua mamash.
Alright? That's when you usually
use
lahakam
at lahakam. We're not talking about chumras now, we're trying to find kulas. Okay. So, Rav Yosef Karo and his Beis Yosef and the Shach agreed to the Beis Yosef. Unfortunately, we don't have this. See, not everyone has a tour. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that's I'm going to try to do it again on two levels. Since everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, so we'll have Shulchan Aruch open Kaseidah. Almost everyone has a tour, or the neighbor has a tour, so we'll see that as well. But Shulchan Aruch is very important to see. Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. It starts with Dalad and Shimshah Samak Levesta on the Tolmer Yosem and Shimshah Vesta Lachashin and Larod the Machas Tashas. That's the Shidas Ha Rambam. The Mechaber never mentions the Mordechai. I repeat, the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin never mentions this Mordechai. We'll pilpul about what he held Pshadas in his Beis Yosef. But whatever Pshat was, he probably didn't accept the Lahaloch. When it came to Pshat, he didn't quote Rashi. He didn't quote the Mordechai, he quoted the Rambam. It's not surprising with the Rambam. The Mechaber usually quotes the Rambam. That's why Sifdal is an important entree into our sugya, because nowhere in the next three Sifim which discusses does he ever mention the Shidas of Mordechai. The Mechaber. Come to Rambam later. Then he says, Im Yesh La Maka Ba Oso Mokam Tolan B'dam Makos. Okay, this we understand. The Imdam Makosim is Shuna Midam Riyosa in the Talib Imdam Makosim. This we also know, it's all Gemara. So far, so good. So now it comes with the promise. The Ramah says, V'chol zeh b'isha sheyesh levesis kavua. Oz yecholo litlo shlo b'vasha asvetta b'makosa. Af al pi she'en yaduas b'vare she'makosim otzi adam. A whole new, whoa. What's this all about? We're going to start the shots of Katan Chav. The call there. I am B'Sifri. Look at my Sefer that I wrote. The Shach wrote a Sefer. He refers to it throughout the Yerodea. His Sefer Ha'oruch that he wrote. Unfortunately, to the best of my knowledge, it's not extant. No one knows where it is. Am I correct? Does anyone know where it is, maybe?
It's
part of it in Masrachal. Right. The new tour. Right. But very small parts. I mean, compared to what he refers to, he quotes himself so many times. Halavai, we should have it. Maybe it'll somewhere in a manuscript. Maybe we'll dig it up somewhere. Okay? So he has an arichus, but at least he has the. Thank God, he tells us what the upshot of his arichus is. Hochachli the sphere de la Mordechai, that's our Mordechai. Din yesh le vestas zman kavua shiroa, tolo shalobish as vesta vivesta. Afilu ein lo mako klal. V'arminan shezeu dam tor hu menat stodim machmas mias tashmish shiradayan lo igia vesta. The most amazing kula that even in the absence of any mako, the Mordechai is mekel. V'chachti shem gam ma'arai that's chuma shadeshim v'psokos v'mem zayim haven came lum shat in the Mordechai that way. Elo the diek mi amorach and mikoach kolshken came the sphere of the mechazoka and orach bo elo bezmano mahani the tol and the dam toru mashlo you tol and below that mikolshken the sphere lay hecha the ikar mak of a pish and do it motzi adam the toru mikolshken ubechi agav na efshel af a cholkem amorach and modim came the goat tahet the sheish la maka val pi advarim elohim divrei harav. Right, this is So that even the Rav didn't accept the Mordechai whole, he accepted him part way. But you know that the Beis Yosef understood the Mordechai the same as the Shach did. The most incredible kula, the most amazing kula. That if a woman has a veses, there's no din of roa machmas dam machmas tashmish, even shalobish has ves, even in the absence of any maka. And maka is a different story. Yesh maka is a totally different story, unrelated to the idea of Shas Vesta. Two completely different halachas. So learned the Beis Yosef, so learned the Shach Pshat and the Mordechai. So before we pat ourselves on the back and say, oh great, the greatest makel in the world, tremendous, fantastic, is a very big but. Tremendous, big, tremendously important but. Okay? Let's continue. V'habach havim pshat v'amorachai d'tola b'makosa nikshel atola b'vesta. V'erech b'kushas u'perukim for society sham called Vara Barucha, which we don't have. Ela hadaba borosh amorachai mitzayin abraisa v'tola b'makosa as a separate piece. Chaymucha b'beisiyos. And of course, because he quoted only half the sentence. V'darkei Moshe uvetshuvas maram padava u'poshat. And now he comes to the but. What that means is she shouldn't get divorced. Should have become a makomos choshu chazal shalahoti isha mibala. Umishim iguna ikilu. Hilkach, ein lach zika baroa machmas tashmish. Ava mikomo kom tzmicha leishem shiva nakiyim. The bichiai gavna, here's a very important phrase. Ein lismoch a moracha. Not that the shach said that the Mordechai never said it. The Mordechai said it. He was said in the Damas Torah that she's Tahor, even she doesn't require Shiva Nakim. But we cannot trust him. We cannot rely on him. We only rely on the Mordechai. She shouldn't have to have a divorce. But we cannot trust him and rely upon the Mordechai that she should not require Shiva Nakim. Why not? Because Rashi is against the Mordechai, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rambam are all against the Mordechai. They have two other pshutim that we said before. But Yesh Leveses, so we rely, willing to rely on the Mordechai to so that's shtickle the das yachid. The makom megune kila rabbanon shouldn't never have a divorce. Then he claims in those last line, v'chein harav. Who's the rav? Who's the rav in Shach speak? The Rama. Lo heikil elish olatzika v'ro machmas tashmish. Parentheses v'gam there even that. He cuts the Mordechai not the size twice, claims the Shach. One, he limits to a case of she has a known Makkah, although it's not Yerusha Motzidam. And two, he is only makel that she shouldn't have to get a divorce. The Bach doesn't even require Shiva Nakim. The Shach is certainly entitled to his own opinion, but as the later post can say, he's not entitled necessarily to project his opinion upon the Rama. Most post can assume that the Shach had the Rama wrong. The Shach is entitled to his own opinion, namely that he's only being makel not to require a divorce, but he requires Shiva Nakim against the Bach. But to try to hijack the Rama to be on his side against the Bach, that is a hijacking. Because we have every indication that the Rama was makil even not to require Shiva Nakim. What are the riots to this effect? A number of different riots are brought that the Rama really was makil not even to require Shiva Nakim. One riot is from the fact that the Rama keeps talking over here throughout in discussing situations which seem to allow the woman to be muteris labayla without Shiva Nakim, and he doesn't make any distinctions. Talks about a case over here in Sivvav. The man is isha lama makas shibos amokam shadam el tibi man. It says there are more. Chenim amer is barley shain adam balim amokar. And the man is utahora. Here tahora means what? What does tahora mean in this context? You don't require Shiva Nakim. And the Rama doesn't make any distinctions. Rama seems to say it's Chobah Hotalia. He rejects the Shach's distinction. There are other proofs that are brought from other places in the Rama. The Rama makes reference in Simon Kuf Pei Ches Sif Hei, a complicated matter which we're not going into right now, but it's clearly not in the context of Rama Machmas Tashmish. It's in the context of whether she's Muteres Labayla or not. And in that context he says, V'davka B'isha Sheyesh Leveses Mishlobish has Vesta, Kimoshin is Borg, I mean Makal Yel Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. Says the Alter Rebbe, from the fact that the Rama references himself in Kuf Pei Hei, Kuf Pei Ches Hei, to back to Kuf Pei Zayin, and here he's clearly Mata without Shiva Nakim. So back in Kuf Pei Zayin Hei, He's also not the Rashi Menachim. Kupay Chese, Kupay Zayin Hay. It's easy to remember. It's just the same hay, just one simon later. And there are other rights from the Dake Moshe's Mashma that way. So with all respect to the Shach, his opinion is certainly entitled to. But to say that the Ramah held that way is probably not correct. Okay? Let's now get it straight. The Shach and the Beis Yosef claim that the Mordechai is the biggest Megal on earth. He's Megal that he as long as it's a Vesses, she's not considered a Roa Machmas Tashmish, even if there's no knowledge of any Makal whatsoever. Apparently, the Shach assumes that the Mordechai was even Megal, that she should not require Shimon Akim. The Shach himself, though, you know, what do they say? Every Kul leads to a Chumrah. Because the Shach is so, I'm not using that literally that way, but because the Shach is so Megal, and it's Pshah within the Mordechai, he was not willing to go out of the limb and help us out. They shouldn't require Shimon Akim. Since we no longer have any Roa Machmas Tashmish Bizman Azeh, Kemat doesn't exist. So we would say to the Shach, lo mi duvshach, lo mi uptach. Don't give us your unbelievable kula and take away your remarkable chumrah. We want to take advantage of the Mordechai. We'll rather settle for a watered-down version of the Mordechai that we can rely upon. Which is exactly what the Bach and the Ramah do. They water down the Mordechai and say he's only being makel in a case in which there is a makah, just like not yetzuah shemot zidam. But then they say, but in that limited case, where there's a makah shenidua shemot zidam, and she has a veses, so we can say shalobish has veses, she's okay, and she does not require shivin akiyim. So I'm a Ramon and a Bachman. That's as far as Ramon and the Bach. The Taz is the worst of all. He is the Ayatollah. The Taz has the chumras of both. The Taz says that the only time the Mordechai was Megil ever was if she has a makah sheyadua shemotidam plus she's a yesh leveses and shelo b'shas vest. Unbelievable! He's the biggest machmer on earth. But at least again makah yadua shemotidam shelo b'shas vesta. But at least he has the courtesy to be makah. He don't require shivin akiyim. At least that much. But other than that, he requires both leniencies, that she is a maka she adua shemotzidam and a yesh levet shalom b'shas vesta. Then he's makel that you don't require shemin akim. The Taz is the biggest machmer on earth. He's a more of a machmer than the Shach is. The Maisa, yes.
The Taz
is reading the Mordechai his way. The Taz reads the Mordechai his way. And you know the truth is? The truth is that even the Bach, the Shver, sort of was willing to say that the Eidim was probably right. We never got our hands on the Shach Sefer of what he says against it. But the Bach, at the end of the day, seems to be willing to admit that probably his son-in-law is correct. He doesn't use that word. Why? Let's look at that Mordechai in column 3. How do you read that Mordechai in column 3? It's a very delicate question of how you read. We'll start again. Nemenes isha lo madame shi b'osa mokam shi b'mena yotzi dam. Mashma, davka shi yodas shi yotza adam en amak atolaba. Ava misaf again atolab. Okay, so far so good. In amak atolaba shi yotzi dam. What's the very next line? The very next three words are critical. Avo bishas Vesta. What Vesta? Who Vesta? Where Vesta? Says the Taz, you see that the previous line is also talking about Ishesh Levest. This makes the Ramot Pshat and the Bach Pshat impossible. The Bach at the end is willing to almost concede the point to a son-in-law. It's only the diehard Ramot and the original Bach that insist the Pshat is differently. And how will they say over here? A new paragraph. Avo Bishat's vest if she has a vest. Till now we're talking about a woman who has no vest. But now we start a new story. Bishat's vest if she happens to have a vest. But till now she had no vest. Not such a glad to read. I mean, you know, give me the two ways. I'm still going to hope that the Ramah is right. And that the Bach's original Pshat is right. But it's not so poshut.
Bach is
closer
to that same Bach.
Yeah, he says, yeah. No, those will have the tour. Now, I've ordered the Bach. Not everybody has the tour in front of him, but since Simon asked me, we gotta respond. Gotta respond to the Talmidim. So you'll forgive me for opening the Bach. I hope you all have the Bach. Starts V'af. V'af, we know what the Bach said at the beginning. The last part of the Bach. V'af, al gavda b'kisvi ma'arai. That's the Chumash Hadeshin. Muchach, lehedja. Toim v'forash dam v'orachai matzvich shtei odas dem akosem otzi adam. Af al pish yesh leves kavua. V'ohochi mashma midemastik b'morachai avo b'shaz vesta for the odas v'ade v'chule. Avo d'sof drob in column 3. Nami b'yesh leves es ka'omar. Again, everything I said in the last whole long humongous paragraph, he's murdered at the end, and it's not so pushing. The son-in-law might be right after all. Again, he has to, I don't know if he knew what the son-in-law said, but that Shabbat, which is known as a Taz Shabbat, might be right after all. He didn't back out completely. He said, mashma, a little bit. So he asked me a kasha, since the Bach is already having conniptions, and he's almost backing out himself from what he had said originally. So why did he bother propound that original sheet? He should have eaten his words. No. Here's the key line. Mikol makom. Again, a tziruf hashitas. And that's going to be something which you have to get used to in the sugya. We combine different possibilities. Kevan darash bo b'toras habayas ha'oruch. Hevi rayim ufreshet min atosefta. Lahatir b'cholisha sheyesh l'maka. Litlos b'makosa. Afal pi she'ena margesh shemakosa motzi adam va'afil ve'ena bi she'en leveses so maybe a base Yosef. What Tosefta? Where Tosefta? Who Tosefta? It's a question how you read the Gemara. Both did you notice this one? Textual analysis. How do you read the Gemara? What is part of Tosefta? What is an objective fact? And what is she saying? The Gemara is over here. And Av Samach Rav Amaral, quoting it, it's comes from Tosefta, right? It's after all, it's Tana Rabbanon, right? Tana Rabbanon. Is there an Oz V'Hadar in Eda? Doesn't exist yet?
The
Tosefta is in the Be'ah. Ches Alba. There's no Mar Malkam in our Shas Bavli. Someone came to my house collecting money yesterday, and he told me the Oz V'Hadar is now already not out in hardcover. Have completed all of Shas, all of Rosh, all of the Ran, all of the Mordechai, and all of the Tosefta. It's complete. Just a matter of binding and putting it out. Wow. It's going to revolutionize everything.
They have the Chazon Shas.
That's not. Not Shas. That's not Rif.
They have the
you can buy it for your future Chazon. But if he gets married too quick, won't be ready for that. No, there's going
to
be. I want to be a chassid. I guess it's a shas. My shver bought me a chassid shas. When this guy came to my house, I showed him my shver, my chassid shas. Baruch Hashem, it's so ripped that you know when I was married, my father brought me brand new. It was then I called the shulzing. Like that's my father's zechon. That's his chassid shas. He got from his shred. That's over there. That's the bonding of that is unbelievable. That was maybe my father got married over 60 years ago. That's it. That's his chos and shas. Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet to have an aru. That's chus. When my father was nifta, we had a we divided up the arusha. So I don't know. So I took the shas home. My brother took other svarim home. We did everything but derech hashalom. I wanted to keep it here. My father learned in this yeshiva, this Beis Medrash. So I wanted to have the shas here. That's the bonding is much better than my shas. But it didn't exist. Couldn't buy when I was getting married. It was out of print. So my shas is, it's called, I think, Ultra Svaram Shas. Which is basically the same print as that, just a different. So it came with yellow. This came with no pattern with no, but it came with yellow. You know what I'm talking about? The yellow. We have a copy here of it in our Beis Medrash. I brought it myself. It was Rabbi Yeager. Zichron Levrach was a rav for many years here in Inwood. I'll tell you history, and he sold him if he lived in the Hebrew home in Riverdale. and my kid would lay in there to go visit him, and I went to visit him. He told me, I said, you know, I'm getting older, my sperm, I want to give it to the yeshiva. So I brought this, I took a whole shas in my car, and it's right there. It's the same shas I have, except it's in plastic. Yeah, it's right there, in Klein, in our base medicine. Plastic, huge shas. I have that same edition, but it was no plastic. There's only one volume that still has the yellow cover intact. The Sechta and the Durham. I said, it's a bad sign. The yeshiva never learned the Durham. And I the Kol never learned the Durham in the summer. It's a bad sign. Well, it's about ripped to shreds. None of the covers left. And even inside, some things which are. At least I learned with my kids on my lap when they were very young. There's a few. I'm going to show you a few places where I had scotch tape. And Baruch Hashem. So, I have a shas. I don't need a shas. But if they have it, if they really have the new Oz V'Hodr with the new Rif, with the new Ran, with the new Mordechai, we have so many typos. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So it should be something which is, I said, no, it's coming out soon. But some of these soons are, the first who came to his name is Samet. His brother put out the tour. The tour is a modern miracle. If you know how quick it came out, the tour from beginning to the end, and the fights didn't start until after it came out of it. That was the miracle. Because all these things, they start, they let it start, they never finish. There was fights, It came out, so it's a mace. Really, the tour is unbelievable. I have sets in my house. I have about 4 or 5 sets of tour in my house. Because I had one for myself. The old tours that my kids got for their bar mitzvah. Who looks at it anymore? It's like the minchas chinuch. I have about 10 minchas chinuchs in my house. The old, what am I going to do with it? I'm embarrassed because it's a gift. It's an embarrassment. And they revolutionized it. There's no minchas chinuchs. Baruch Hashem. Beautiful. The Torah grows. Anyway, so we'll see in the Tosefta. What does it say over here? V'nemenes isha lomar maka yesh yimim b'mokar shemimena dam yotze. Those three words, shemimena dam yotze. What's pshat? Is she saying that? She knows it b'vados? Or we're saying that? What does Tosefta say? But the words shemimena dam yotze are not there. That's the Rashba's raya. The Rashba had Oz V'Hodr. He looked at the Tosefta. He didn't need it. It's Tosefta Baal Peh. So he saw the Tosefta. Those words are missing. So Shemimena Dam Yotze, that's our projection, writes the Rashba. We say that. Not that she said that. That's his raya Baruch Tosefta. We just saw, what was I reading before? The Shach? What was I reading from? The Bach. I was reading the Bach. So since the Rashba brings the raya from the Tosefta, Umeviyo Beis Yosef v'chein pasuk b'shulchan aruch b'stam im yesh la maka b'osu mokum kolom b'dam makosa. See, he's always making, even though we don't know it's motzi dam. Dai lanu lahachmer v'isha she'en lo vesis kavua hosim u'dibina di odas z'makosa makosa motzi adam. Abo b'yesh lo vesis tol b'makosa afila eni odas z'makosa motzi adam v'chein an osim maisa pokila kadosha krako. The Rabbi B'Chivasi, the Rava Gadol, Rav Yosha Mituktin. It's my elder Zayda. The Shut Pnei Yeshua. My elder Zayda Zayda. The Shut Pnei Yeshua. He was a recipient of Shua from the Bach Hakadoshes Simon Pehe. So they're relying not so much on the Pshat and the Mordechai, which is probably flawed. The Bach is almost willing to concede that Taz is right in the Mordechai, but he's relying primarily on the Rashba that he understands argues with the whole Mordechai because he learns that based on the Tosefta. You never need your dual Shemotzi Dam. The whole dual kind of never exists. Everyone follow me? So you have to just keep track of what's happening over here in real life. Adka. Yes?
When it says that the Makas is dual Shemotzi Dam, is that saying in general you know the Makas believes, or you saying this time the Dam came from the Makas?
It's another question. When we talk about a Makas, you dual Shemotzi Dam, where everyone agrees all the leniencies apply. Alright, the Taz is the only one who's so Machmir. Even Makas Yudua Shemotzi Dam, he requires a Vestas and Shalom Shas Vesta. But even the Machmir, even the Shach is so Machmir over here. He's the one who has this distinction between Roa Machmir Tashmir, he's a tremendous Mekil, and to require Shivan King was a tremendous Machmir. He's a tremendous Machmir by Makas She'en Yudua Shemotzi Dam. When it comes to Makas Yudua Shemotzi Dam, the Shach is Mekil. It's very important to know. We shouldn't panic out. Where's the shock? You hit the shock, hit the panic button. Everything is awesome. Not true. Take a look, for example, in the shock. Sivkoton Chav Gimel. we're not reading the entire Yadua Shabom and Amokar Afisha. Sheyesh the Makar Bemokar in the Talib Makosa, Im Ein Lo Vesis Kavua. Says the Shach, Lodaf Al Pishi, Ein Lo Vesis Kavua, Ein Lo Mukzekis Peroa Mach Mustashmish, the Talib Makar. Vigam Hi Tahora! Vena Tzricha Shlesh Shimon Akim! Kavish the Tok Shloshim. Kenir Das the Rav. So the Shach, who claims that the Ramah is Machma to require Shimon Akim, that's only when, Rabosai. That's only when Makash Aini Yadua Shemotzi Dam. A Makash Yadua Shemotzi Dam, the Shach admits that it does not require Shiva Nikiyim. And the Pashup Shat is that you don't even require this extra twist of Toch Vesta. She has to have a Vestas Kavua and it be Toch Vesta. The Pashup Shat is, even within the Shach, the Pashup Shat is, that if the makash yadua shemotzi dam, that is heter gomer. That is heter gomer. Makash yadua shemotzi dam. It's implicit in Pischet Shuvah Lamed Zayin, which we're going to read a little bit later. He says, and it's a somewhat different case. V'zemahani gam b'isha she'ein lo v'eses. Once by hook or crook, we reach the madrega of makas she'adua shemotzi dam. It's mutter even v'ein lo v'eses. It's only the tas. The tas seems to say not that way. Now you ask another question though. How do you define yadua shemotzi dam? So the parshat pshat is yadua shemotzi dam means we know that this. Maka bleeds. In general, it bleeds by other women, or she has pain. There are three different ways that the Shach has, or others, to reach the Madrega from a Maka She'eni Yadua Shemotzi Dam to Yadua Shemotzi Dam. One is, yeah, she feels it with her own hand. She can feel it, or a doctor sees it. Right. Two is,
this is to know that she has a Maka.
No, she knows she has a Maka to reach the Madrega of Yadua Shemotzi Dam. Two is pain. And three is, we'll see Siv Zayin, she's always seen on one side. There are a number of different possible ways how a Maka can rise to the level of Yadua Shemotzi Dam. We know medically, we can figure it out, that the typical wound of this type bleeds. Yadua Shemotzi Dam does not mean that we see the wound coming out this minute we see the blood come out of the wound. That would be the case. The Taz wouldn't say that she ain't the best. It's awesome. That would be ridiculous. Yeah.
Hadam.
Oh, the two gersos. Dam or Hadam. The Pashup Shah's the correct gersa is Dam. We're waiting for Ozbahadam. What's the ancient gersa? The two gersos. The Bach changed it to Dam, no? Yes, you do. Sure you do. Everyone has it. It's printed in there. In the Gemara. Right? The Bach on the side. It says instead of Hadam, it changes to Dam. Am I correct? Column 3. B'shas vet afilu yodas bevarei shedam yotzi min amaka en the tolabo. Not the only, it shouldn't be dam. It shouldn't be hadam. Where's in the bottom? What's in the bottom? In the Mordechai itself. Where are you reading? But where are you reading? I have that, Aris. You know, I have it. Oh, the shuta bach you're talking about.
No. That goes to Aris.
Which one? Lamed Dalet. Okay, let's have a tour look in Lamed Dalet in the Hagos Vehoros, which are also masterful. The Gemara Lefanenu Issa Shemimena Yotze Dam below Hay, and it's Hagos Maimini B'Mordechai Mual when they quoted the Brisa. Means Dam. Shalif Amen Motzi Makosa Dam. Avigira says Hadam, as you said, Mashma Lekora Shenosav Al Dam Zeh. Hadam. We saw it our own eyes. So the Shach says in Chav Dalet, even according to Agos Maimini, you don't have to know Kol Kach. Everyone has a Shach, right? You don't have a tour. You all have a Shach. Let's take a look at the Shach Chav Dalet. Elam Kain Yodas Bevada Shemakosa Motzi Adam. Apal Pish Inam Ageshes Ata Shadam Zebavim Makosa. I skip the parentheses for the moment, just to save time. Kena chachti b'sifri b'diri atosus perikol ayat, daf tezayin, v'nei agudu. and a goes maimi, and sefer truma, and the Mordechai, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and the Sharidur, and the Mariel, and the Drisha. Oh, but here's where the Shach Kedarko piles on it. Everybody holds like me. The Shach is always, everyone's like me. Vochach Disham, those who know to Chelek Aleph, no, it's hysterical. Vochach Disham, the Gamaraja B'Torah Abayis Modal is there. What? Against Maran Ben Yosef. The Maran had this big dispute between the Rajma and the Mordechai. He says, no machlokes. He played game. No, he moves the Mordechai this, like a compromiser. He moves the Mordechai a little bit this way. Moves the Rajma a little bit this way. Yeah, so he was making as far as the Mordechai. And then that'll take. But again, lo midum shach lo miyuktzach, he's going to be mach on the Rajma. Just to make shalom. Not kedai sometimes. What does he say? Loka Omar Elish Ain Sarah Shadeda Teda Shemagesh Ata Shadam who Bobby Makosa. Avotzricha Shateda Shemakosa Motzi Adam. What? The Rashba, the Tosefta. What three words are missing in Tosefta? Shemi Mendo Yasadam, right? So, all the Rashba meant by that was you don't have to know that this blood, you didn't see the blood coming out of the wound, but you have to know you have a bleeding wound. Ooh, the Shach pulled a fast one on us. Most poskim disagree with him. Say the Rashba didn't mean that. If Yosef Karo is correct, it's a machlokes, and we ought to be marmishalim all the time. What's one good fashion, old fashioned machlokes here and there? Especially if you want to be makel. And as the Beis Yosef is noted, the Beis Yosef is makel like the Rashba. And even the Bakum Krakow is makel like the Rashba. Called the Shach, no, he was makel out of thin air, a whole cloth. He's makel based on a phantom. There were phantoms in Krakow. That's what the Shach would say. Phantoms. Shach. Has what to say? Okay. I can hear it. I hear it what you say, but the most possible disagree with it. Anyway, this is as far as so far spending time on the Mordechai, as explained by the Beis Yosef and the Shach on the one hand, by the Bach originally, and there are more perhaps even the Maskana, maybe with other Tzirufim on the other hand, and the Taz is the biggest Mach. Three Pshat. Rabbi Bossi, with me so far, let's just review in 2 seconds. According to the Beis Yosef and the Shach, the Mordechai has this unbelievable kula. A woman has a yesh, has a veses. There's no more din of raw dam achmas tashmish. We always assume that it's she's not, and the Mordechai himself goes as far as to say she doesn't even need shiva nekiyim. That's how the Meshach himself conceded that. He doesn't follow him, but he conceded that's what the Mordechai meant. The biggest kula in the world. You have a veses. That's it. She's shelo b'shas vesta. We can be mekel. We just assume by magic that it's Mutter, even though there's no known makkah whatsoever. The Bach says no, and the Ramos seems to follow, that the possible pshat in the Mordechai is that we were going to rely on the idea of Shas Vesta to be made in combination with a makkah she'eni yehuduah semotzi dam. How much you want to say it's based upon the Rashba, and how much you want to say it's based upon the Mordechai, it's a second question. But the Bach, at least originally, learned Pshat in the Mordechai this way. At the end, he seems to back out a little bit in favor of what we call this Taz, this Pshat, the son-in-law. The third and final Pshat is, and that's column 3, seems to indicate a little bit that way, that the Mordechai is only Mekel if you have the combination of factors. Number one, it's she has a Yesh Leveses, and number two, it's a Maka Yodua Shemotida. So the three Pshat within the Mordechai himself. Wait a minute, Bach, in ascending order of Chumrah, Beis Yosef Shach, Ramah Bach in the beginning, and Taz, with the begrudging, the Shver, you know, kicking and screaming, says maybe the son of the Taz is right at the end. Yeah.
So what about the Rashba himself?
Yeah.
Not with the Mordechai. So
Rashba himself has another vort. What does he mean? He says it's Tosefta proves Shemimena Yotzadam is not part of her statement. It's our statement. It means you can rely on the Makla Shemidu Shemotzidam. What does that mean? According to the whole world, it means we don't know that it's a bleeding wound. According to the Shach, all it means is it's a bleeding wound. We don't know for sure that this blood is coming out this second from the wound. See, the Shach minimalized the Rashba significantly. I don't want to use the word trivialized, but he minimalized the Rashba tremendously.
The Rashba is not like the Shach's understanding.
Right.
He's even Mekel on every Maka.
Any of the Shadam. That's right.
Even in Leveses.
Right.
So
correct.
Excuse me, Makabe would hold.
What is Maran hold? Edota Mizrach. What is Maran hold? I told you that Maran never quoted the Mordechai. Never quoted the Beis Yosef. Never made it. Never made the cut into the Shulchan Aruch. Never quoted it. Never quoted it. Okay. Never quoted. But he did quote over here in Sifhei, the Mechaber, in Yesh Lamakav also Mokam told him the Damakosa. Period. And he doesn't say anything about you have to be Yodua Shemotzi Dam, because he in his Beis Yosef was very, very much leaning towards the Rashba. Right? Involved, he said, the men is Ishaloma Maka Yeshim also Mokam Shadam Yotze Mimen. What do you mean Shahadam Yotze Mimen? What do the words mean, Shadam Yotze Mimen? So that's a bit of a problem. What did he say that for? The men is Ishalom and Mata Ishbosa Mokam. So then the three words, Shadam Yotzimen, are ours. Okay, can read the same as you can read the Gemara that way. You can read the Shulchan Aruch that way. You could. That word, that letter hey is a problem. Shahadam Yotzimen. What's it doing?
That's what she's telling you.
Yeah, I understand, but is it necessary, that hey? I'm saying, according to what Simon said, that the hey shouldn't be there, right? Shouldn't be there. Shouldn't be there. That's an issue. Okay, what did Achrona say about that hey? I brought in the body of Shulchan to see. What does he say about the hey? The Taz says, makes go back in the beginning of Sifkot and Yud. Okay, so what's the Taz? The beginning of Sifkot. We've been here before. The Taz, the beginning of Sifkot and Yud. I'm going to say those who haven't, should just look in for a minute. He quotes it over here. Quotes the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? Afilu eina margeshes mama shadam shows its min amaka. Eina ne'er ben makosa v'yeshu lo ladash alo b'vdikas shoferes. Halacha kama. Hi atzma margeshes b'maka v'nemenes lo b'maka yeshi shesham yesh dam tolu b'makosa. Sha'ani omer, we the rabbi, I the rabbi say, v'meno adam yoreid. Is that readable into the lashon of the Mechaber and Siv Vav? I'm asking you a shayla. The Tazim makes reference to what he said at the beginning over here. He seems to be reading the Mechaber that way. How do you do it? Nemenes Yishalom Amak Yeshem Osamokom. And then we the rabbi say, Shahadam Yotze Mimeno. Yeah?
Referring
to the dam that she sees Machmas Kashmish, and then we're seeing that the
dam of
Machmas Kashmish is coming from Yat Makov, and that's what we're being told.
Not that the dam necessarily that she knows the dam comes from
the Makov. Okay, very good. It's a very good shot. Since, after all, the Mechaber is Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, nowhere, we'll come to that in a little while, the Mechaber never said boo about whether you need Shiva Nakim or not. The whole Mechaber is only talking about you have to get divorced or not. We'll come to that in a little while. Siv Zion, be critical. What is the Mechaber saying? Mechaber doesn't say boo. What's the name of Shimon Akim? Not a word. So if you're saying, but she shouldn't require again, so it means Shadam, Shadam, Makmas Tashmish. That's a good pshat. But I don't know if the Taz means that or not. It just makes reference to what he said earlier. I just want to open up one sefer, just the Bari HaShulchan, see what he says. On this Kuf Pei Zion Siv Vav, what does he say?
So Taz here doesn't understand the Mechaber of Rashi.
I think he does, because he makes reference to it. He says, you want to know what Pshat means? Look back what I said. And back, as
he says,
yeah, but the Mechaber holds. Oh, he doesn't say which way the Mechaber says?
Yeah, he's saying it could take it two ways.
But I think the Taz and Yud said the Mechaber held like the Rashba. I just read part of it himself. He quoted the Beis Yosef. Hold on a second. What does he say over here, just for a second? Yeah! Lo she tzricha loma she margeshes she'achshav yosi adam an amaka. No. The most you require she'teda she'makosa regila lehotzi dam. Halachi kama. Maka yesh li she'esh litlos bo she'adam yosi mimen. That's his pshat he gives. Rashba.
That's like the Shach's Rashba.
This sounds like the Shach's Rashba. Yeah, what did he say that for? He's a Shach man. I don't know. But these are all nuances which are extraordinarily important. Okay. So far we've part one of today's shiur was focused on the Mordechai and the Mordechai only, really. Not as a Truma Sadesh.
Can I ask you a question on the Taz?
Sure.
How is the Taz understand the line of the Mordechai that if she has it blessed, that if the Shabbos that she can't be told to Maka, you know, Kim Otiyah Kailola?
Right.
She should need that far. It's enough that you're only told her when it's not Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You don't need this other Shabbos.
Very good kasha. The answer may be that even though she knows for a fact that this blood is mamish coming from a wound, she's also anyway. It's very, you understand, it's hard to read through, it's hard to read through it consistently, but it's a very good point. Let's now open those who have the Beis Yosef to the Truma Sadesh. I tried to find it in the Beis Medrash, I couldn't find it. The original Truma Sadesh. But most of you have a tour. I also couldn't find anywhere on the page of the Shulchan Aruch a full quotation of Truma Sadesh. Not in Torah Shlomim, not in the back. This is great. I want to give you a full flavor. I want to read the whole thing to you. Only place we can read the whole Truma Sadesh in this front that we have in front of us is the tour in this beautiful edition. It's page Lamed Ches. Okay? I ask you all to find a tour or get a friend. Kuf Pei Zayin. Simon Memzal, you can see on your computer. Sechelik Beis. Saka Buksav. The Truma Hadeshen, for those who don't know, was called, you know why it's called Truma Hadeshen? Anyone know why? Hadeshen? 354 Shumas. Shumas. Hadeshen, the Gematria. Deshen. But they're all fake. They're all fake. Every one was a fake. He wrote the shadows himself. He wrote a bunch of the answers. You know, he wrote to this Godel and this Godel and this Godel. It's all writing to himself. Luckily, the Godel Ador. Otherwise, if I write shumas like that, I'll write to myself. Who's interested in what I have to say? But Chelek Beis, Pesachim and Ksavim are generally speaking shumas he wrote to people. And here, for example, it's authentic, it's not a bluff. Look what it says. Al-Dvar Taras Ishtacha. It's a real live woman over here. A man has a wife. Okay, everyone see it? This, you have a tour? Get one. Your neighbor has one, the Beis Medrash has one. I couldn't find the original tour in our own Beis Medrash. Plain tour, I had a Shulchan Aruch. Couldn't find it. You can even bring the old tours. They work for this. If you want, you either go on the neighbor, bring the old tour you're there. Beis is still there, forlorn and forgotten. Oh, but make sure to do it. It's a mitzvah to look inside. So, hey, come right over here, right here. I brought a tour. That's right. Okay, towards the very end of Kuf Pei Zayin. Al Dvataris Ishtacha, Sher Kosavta, Sheyeshtacha Ochocha, Sheyeshta Mako, Ach Sheein Yodua Motzia Dam Vada. That's a very important prelude to the Shaila. Get the impression from this read, a simple read is that his wife, he has some kind of a proof. What proof he doesn't tell us? That she has a wound. But we're not sure if she's Motzi Dam or not. Says the Truma Sadesh. Vadai Chad Sad, it should be not eight. Chad Sad Lechud Lo Mahani. Just the mere fact that you know your wife has a Maka, you're not sure it's Motzi Dam, does not suffice. To behead the cause of Mordechai, the beinon the odash ha'maka motzi adam oz tolu b'maka avon lo yoda lo afa pisha yo meret shavara yeshla maka. Oh, so he's passing the chumra like the Mordechai, presumably against the Rashi, against the simple pshat of the Rashi. Anyway, whatever looks up for the shach. Fine, okay. Omna b'uvna didan matzano shnei tzdonim lahati ulatay. There were two. What do you mean two tzdonim? What do you mean two tzdonim? Two, what two tzedakim? I read it, I'm giving you the, I spent a lot of time on this. I think it's two additional tzedakim. Aside, five in the prelude. What's the prelude? Yesh lo maka. How do we know? He has the ochocha. What's the ochocha? We don't know. It's off the screen. We don't know what it was. It's some historical, but it doesn't matter what it was. Yeah, no. Aside from that, there were two additional svaras. Additional. What are they? Let's read number one. No. Well, the first fact is that the husband who asked the Shaila, Yesh lecha ochocha sheyesh lo maka ach she'en yodua motzi dam. What's your ochocha? I don't know.
There's a chance that the Mordechai is matner.
Right. So just the mere fact that you know she's a maka, but you don't know she's motzi dam, you're cooked. Not enough. The Rashi might be saying it's okay, but we don't accept it. You with me? Okay. So what are these two additional tzirufim? One. Choda, k'moshik asafta. Shekos man, shibo dekas, b'chol achorim v'stokim. Eino motis, osim k'samim v'saras, dakos, rak v'zeh ha-mokom. Nira shiritzon cholomar, b'mokom echad motis le'olam. Imkein, oso ha-mokom b'tzodim tzas, yesh svar l'tar, the muchach the minat stadim min amakaba the lechora pesach acheda the prozdar beemtza prozdaru ubebdikas shalferes all matana the brayse in dimtzadam beroshah shal mikol biyadua shu ben amakar from that biyadua shu benat stadim mashma in biyadua shu dimtzad stadim tahora from Cain benino didan shebishum pam in a motzeis rak b'makom echad benat zad yeshal chochad la min acheda ba elam min amakar shebit stadim. The Koshkein is all part of the first tzad. In Mageshes b'shas b'dika shinogas b'eid or b'tzad b'mokam ahu shu koev lo b'tzas u'b'shachor mustoge in Mageshes keiv klal sheshachocha shemin amako bo period. It's all the first tzad. Okay, very important. What does this first tzad accomplish when we're reading the introduction? What it does is it takes a makah she'enu yodua shemotidam and converts it into a what? A makah sheyodua shemotidam. On what basis? The fact that it's always found on one side. How much more so if there's, pain? Pain is not, it's an unnecessary condition to straight read of the Trumas Hadesh. So far we just had a new Torah. New Torah. But now we come back to the old Torah. How did the Trumas Hadesh understand the Mordechai? Because the second side is none other than this Mordechai. Old Kosem the Mordechai. Ha'ibraisa, the haroa damach mas tashmish, the tonibo, v'myesh l'veses tolibaves, the pirush, v'myesh l'veses man kavua shiroa nida tolibaves, shi'chol alomar sha'adam shi'roa toru, the adayin lohigia vesta, the tolibamakosa v'chule, alma, the svirle, the ein orach bo elibizmano, mahani, the tolin b'mako, Ma she'ein tolin below zeh. What does that mean? How did the Truma Sedeshin understand pshat within the Mordechai? V'nei atokasav t'chadishtuch yesh leveses kahol v'kederach anoshim. Im kein mo'el gam lahatir ul'tayim. Stop right here. How do you read the Truma Sedeshin's read of the Mordechai? We're going to have a machlokas tachtonim here. Is it the Bach? Or is it the Beis Yosef?
Earlier he said that it's when he first quoted the Mordechai.
I'm only can focus on from old Kosav until here. Old Kosav until the word Afalpi. So the simple read of the old Kosav is like the Beis Yosef. That's what Eli said. However, there were those who read it with Solomon, like the Bach. That's the earlier part, but this seems to be a freestanding citation. Slowly. Let's just finish up and we'll come back and see what the apostle was saying. Afal pi the Rashi Pirish bin Yenacher, mikolagam nucha letzarev das ha-Mordechai. That's a freestanding Mordechai, like the Beis Yosef. Gam ken l'shar tzadim, what he said on top, with the issue of the makah she'ena yodua shemotidam. Not that the Mordechai needed that. The Mordechai said it on his own, without any makah she'edua shemotidam, like the Beis Yosef. But I'll make a combination. L'chein nireh, i'istu l'chol hanit stodin she'eskaret aliyel tucha lismok alayel le'achzik alakotar. What's the minimum of three? Excuse me, the minimum of kol, I gave it away. Three! That's what Rashi says, the portion of Rashi. Two is not kol. Two is three. Call us three. There were three things happening over here. What are the three things? One, a mak exists. Any dush wants it down. That's the first line. Number two, she has pain. Then she always sees only on one side. Number three, she's the ishah she yesh levesh vesta. The truma sadesh is a conservative. He's only willing to be megal if she has all three things going for her. That's my read. Give me my read. Number one. Number two, she sees only on one side of the cloth every single time. And number three, it's a yesh leves. That's his own private opinion. However, how did he read the Mordechai? I think Eli's right. I think that the Truma Sedeshin read the Mordechai the biggest cooler, like the Beis Yosef. He just wasn't about ready to rely upon it. Just the whole, starting from old. Just read the whole few lines. Starting from old Kosav, until the words Afalpi. Just read those words. From old Kasaf to Afalpi, that's how I read it. Not only do I read it that way, Rabbi Osai, but I found that the Shach read it that way. The Shach read it that way. The Shach read it that way.
He said the Talmud of Makkah. Oh, that's just a quotation.
I'm sorry.
I'm a misunderstanding.
Old Kasaf of Mordechai. I don't, where's the word? Oh, hold on. Alma the Sfile, the Ein Orach Boel of Ismano, Mahani, the Tol of Amaka, and an unknown Maka. I've had a Tol of Amaka, but it's an unknown Maka.
But in the context of the case where we know there's a Maka, the truth is there's
no. That's exactly why there are three freestanding issues over here. One is a Maka Shein Rishon Tzidam. That's not reliable. We don't follow the Rashi, we follow the Mordechai.
Nothing.
That's the first thing. Number two, it's only on one side. Number three, there exists a Mordechai. And the Mordechai said it even without a Maka, even without any Maka whatsoever. And I, Truva Sedeshin, will be willing to be lenient in the case in which you put all the three together. That's how I
read it. Shach used the Lashon Mir Tashmish.
Let's go slow. This is my understanding. This is my understanding, Rabbi Osai. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in Os Lamed, those who have the tour, Os Lamed in the Hagos V'Ha'aretz. I want to show you something. Yeah.
There's a Raya Brura, I think that Rabbi is right, because he's...
I'm right, you're right. I said like you. He's bringing Raya Brura to himself. Good, what's the Raya Brura? I like
it. The Kusat starts by quoting the Mordechai, and he ends the Hachma, and he quotes the Mordechai, the Kula. So if he's reading the Mordechai the same way, both places, how can he quote it both the Chumra and the Kula? It must be the two parts of the Mordechai, and the second part of the first part of the Mordechai, he thinks it's freestanding. It can't be saying Tolu B'Makkah, because that's the first half which you quoted the Chumra.
That's only if Yesh B'Makkah. I mean, if she has no Vesas whatsoever, so then she needs to have a Makkah. If she has a Vesas, then she doesn't have to have a Makkah.
You know what? Why should we fight? The Bach holds your way.
Bach
holds your way. The Bach learns the Truma. Where do I have it? Os Lamed. Take a look. You have the tour. The new tours. Look at Os Lamed. What do you say?
I'm just curious. Is it Shaykh that the second part of the Mordechai is from the Sefer Truma? Because that those Maimonides said the same thing as the second half of the Mordechai is from the Sefer Truma. The Mordechai began by quoting the Sefer Truma.
Right.
So do we have to say then that the second half of the Mordechai agrees with the first half and that they somehow or other somehow are connecting? He's quoting the Sefer Truma, Shiga.
Could be, you're right. You have a fancy Rambam here. They came and took that in also. I mean, we have a very efficient people who are putting all the Sramah. No, we'll live with that. No, you can put the same Truma on your. I don't know what Osa did. They tell you what Siman is in the new Rambams. They probably tell you here too. If you look hard enough in the safe and the new tours, you'll find it somewhere. Else you'll find it, the number. Yes.
It would be that he quotes the. Mordechai,
he says, the Tolo B'Makkah Ta, and then he says, Alma, the Sfirlet in Orach HaBalaz Manu, how do you tell him B'Makkah? B'Makkah, like if you say B'Makkah as opposed to Makkah Ta, maybe it's the Tzedek or Rebbe saying that even if you don't... That's what I think. But look at Os Lamed in the Tur. Why are we fighting here? It's an old fight. Look at Os Lamed in the Tur. He quotes Shuta Bach HaKadoshes, Simen Pehe, learns Pshat in the Maharai. Rabbi, remember, Bach says, "Atal gav the mekisim marai simin mem zayin muchal lehedya." Then a forish dam Mordechai matzvich teyodatz makosa shemotzi adam. Afal pi sheyesh leveses kavua. Whoa! It's completely against it. Everything. He's more makwa than you even. More makwa than Simon. What he said? He said, "But the cause of the chad tzad lo mahani." The behead the kasa of a Mordechai the beinan shiodas shemakasa amaka motzi adam. Oh, it's talking about that. That's the beginning. It's line one. Ulam beomnam beuvda nidam atzana shneitzana lahater chada bechule beod bechule. Alma the mitam sheyesh tovesis bechud lo yamater. Fisha mafarish the Mordechai matzruch shiodas shemakasa motzi adam. Afisha veskavua. Not so. B'mchila. The Bach understood. I should say not so, maybe he's right. But the Bach understood that the Truma Sadeshin was willing to accept the Mordechai completely. But he was learned of a Chomadik of Pshat, very Chomadik of Pshat, within the Mordechai. Basically, the Taz's Pshat, the Adam's Pshat, the son in law's Pshat in the Mordechai. And I say, no, Chalila V'chas, The Truma Sadesh stood full well at the Mordechai was to make on the other extreme, like the Beis Yosef. But he himself wasn't willing to follow the Mordechai, because Rashi's against it, the Rambam's against it. He only was willing to follow the Tzir of other things. So that's the Pshat. So we have two Pshatim so far in the Truma Sadesh. The Shach's Pshat, he holds like the Beis Yosef. The Bach's Pshat, he holds like the Taz. And then Simon's Pshat, he holds like the Bach. Okay.
The Shach says
somewhere says that the base that the Marai looked at the Mordechai like the base Yosef, because that's how he held. That was the Shach on Sifkot and Chav. I think that's where it is. I think so. I proved that Gam Marai the Pesach of Haven came. We read it earlier today. Haven came. I think the Shach is correct. Although, when I consulted my notes from last time I learned this stuff, which is, I learned the B.E. and this goes back at 11 years ago, I held like Simon. But after reading it again, I think that the Shach is right. Yeah?
Maybe the Ramal was like you, in
footnote, which one?
Vav Star and
in the Dr. Moshe Aruch. Let's take a look. Vav Star. Stars here. The B'yesh Leveses Talinim and Makos Shalobashas Veses. Yeah, but who says this is the Truma Sadesh? Right. Who says this is the, I don't think it'd be a right. I don't know. I saw over here that I originally thought what I call Kipshuto, the way Simon said. That's what I check my notes, but I don't have to look from scratch. I want to only look at notes. So I thought that way. So if no one else held like you, at least I held like you some years back. But now I think that really looking at it again more honestly, I really think that the Shach is correct.
The next words in Shach, I'll dig now more time to call Shach.
No. So the Mordechai is matter. Even if there's no known knocker whatsoever, how much more so would the Mordechai be making in this particular case he's dealing with, where there was a makah shein u'shemotida? That's how I understood what the Shach is saying. That's what I understood. Okay, good. Whatever it may be. Fine. So Rabosai, we have this whole chart over here. We have three pshatim in the Mordechai and three pshatim in Truma Sadesh. Let's confuse you. The Mordechai has going in ascending order of Chumra. Beis Yosef, Shach, Bach, original Bach, and Ramor, presumably, and then Taz. The Truma Sadesh, and what does he hold? So the Shach says he holds like me, like my Pshat in the Mordechai, right? Then we suggested, Simon suggested, I was once suggested, that the Truma Sadesh holds like the Bach Pshat in the Mordechai. And the Bach himself says that maybe he held like the Taz's Shita, the most Machmadika Shita. That's the Chuvas of Bach. Okay, whatever it may be, let's not get, having discussed all this, let's talk a little bit Taz. This first Svara of the Truma Sadesh is a very powerful Svara. It's so powerful, Rabosai, that the Mechaba quotes it freestanding. Freestanding in Siv Zion. I told you before, the Truma Sadesh has two svaras. The Mechaber omitted the second, and quotes the first freestanding. Siv Zion. Siv Zion is Im Kolzman Shibodegas Bchalachorim Ustakim Ena Motzis Fksamim Kim Bemakam Echad Bitzdanim Yesh Litol Shemimakam Mabos Atzad Coming. Stop. An independent consideration of both sides. Now I'm asking one final and critical question. Quote the Marat, no gefa yotzei Sfarad, Edot HaMizrach. With respect to what did Maran say this? With respect to what? Remember, the entire Kuf Pei Zayin and the Mechaber is only talking about one thing. But you need to get on that. He doesn't discuss anywhere. If you look at Maran, I don't think he discusses anywhere in the whole Siman whether she requires Shiva Nikiv. So one could make a case that Maran is Megill, she doesn't need a get. But maybe she requires Shiva the Kim.
He's talking about finding Tantri Batikas. This I thought was Luchach, the one safe that's Luchach the Vada talking about, not a Prashant Tashmash.
Okay. So Uri is saying that even if the remaining whatever number of Sifrim and Sif Kupay Zayin are referring to Roa, whether she is or is not, Roa Damach Mastashmish, Sif Zayin for sure must be referring to whether she requires Shivinaki. Everyone has to agree, Lakula, you're saying. Everyone has to agree. Well, the best place to look is in the Bali Ashulchan. If he agrees, then I guess probably everybody agrees. Take a look. Take a look. Kuf Pei Zayin Zayin. Here we are. Kuf Pei Zayin Zayin. Kuf Tes Vav. It doesn't say a word. Well, he does say a word, which is a very important word, which you can see in a regular Shulchan Aruch as well. Rabotai, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Zayin. Is there a known maka which precedes this kunst, this trick of she saw the maka just with stunning, or not?
This is the
Oh, so the way I read this time around. You have to read each time and see it differently. I read it referring to a case where there is a known maka. It's not known that it's motzi dam. Through this kunz, it's known that it's motzi dam. And if it's known it's motzi dam, as we said earlier, everyone should agree that it's mutter even in that she should not require shivin akim. This to save the body of Shulchan quotes as follows. He quotes this from a number of sources. That's the case in which we know she has a makkah. He quotes it from Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbi Yehuda. I think it's quoted in the Pesachet Shuvah, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct? And Siv Zayin is there in Pesachet Shuvah? Ve'isha she'esh la makkah askinan. We know for a fact there's a makkah. And here, the only way we can find out that's motzi dam is through this trick. And therefore, of course, you don't need Shiva Nikim, nothing, because we just make Yidush and Otzidah. Fine. This is what they say. But, Rabosai, but, if she does not know she has a Makkah, Ein Somchen al-Chacha Zu Lochiach Sheyesh La Makkah V'yasura Afim Yesh La Vestas Kavua U'matadam Shelo B'shas Vesta. Quotes Rabbi Kivege, who says, and it doesn't. Well, we'll have to see soon. I don't have the tshuva. You have the tshuva from Rabbi Kivege? Can you print it for me, please? Simon Samach Aleph. I mean, I'm going to print it. Just read on the screen. That it doesn't help for beans. If she has no maka yedua, even if she has a vesh lo b'shas vesta, she is asura and requires shiva nekiyim. Simon Samach Aleph from Rabbi Kivege. I guess comma. I'm guessing Samach Aleph. We have it where?
Taz
Vaz quotes it?
And he disagrees.
What? So I'd like to look it up. I'm asking for a good reason why I want to look it up. Is Rabbi Kiva Eger saying, no, you look it up, you have it on the screen, you have it in print a little bit, excerpt, you can also go to my Spanish pull out of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But let's first, that's no kutz. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying one of two things. Either Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that the fact that the blood is always found on one side of the garment is immaterial to me. It doesn't prove anything. All the one side argument can show is what? That it turns an Eina Yadua to a Yadua. That's one way to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Another way to Rabbi Kiva Eger is to say, no, I'm not so strict in this matter. I'm willing to concede that the fact that the that the blood is always on one side should at least raise some suspicion in our minds, at least raise it to the level of a maka she'ena yodua shemotzi dam. I'm willing to concede that much. But afal pikein, I'm going to pass from the woman as asur lebailam. How can I do that? The Ramah seemed to say that it's mutter in Sif Hey. Well, I can do it one of two ways. I can read the Ramah as a shachtit, that you require Shiva Nikiyan, or I can argue with the Ramah. My name is Rabbi Akiva Eger. I can argue with the Ramah. If you look back in the Bari HaShulchan, back there, he says, I think he argues. I'm just curious, and not having seen it inside, look, which one is it? Yeah, but which one? What is? Which one is? Which way does he say? Too long?
No, I have.
Where does he say if there's no maka, it's different? He's quoted as saying if there's no known maka at all, you have no right to be lenient. That's the line I'm looking for. What did Bavadi quote? Did he quote it at a greater length? So, why didn't he answer that answer? The fact that the Taz didn't give that answer, that there's no maka, means there is a maka. And if there's no maka, it's going to be awesome. But it doesn't tell you even why. So then if he didn't tell you, it's even better. So all my options are open. Okay, good. I like a lot of options. Fine. Who disagrees? But there are others. Who are the others? That's Bach, Crazy Uplacy, who learned, Ain't Tzarech Leida Shemakosu Motzi Adam. So we're referring to a case where there's no known maka at all. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. I looked it up. It's true. Afa ein yadua im yesh la maka. V'sagi v'yochocha zu she'ena motza ela bit v'mokom echad. Lochiach gam ze atzmo she'yesh la maka. This itself proves that there is a maka. What kind of maka, Rabosai? A maka she'motzi adam? Or a maka she'ena diu she'motzi adam? How high a level would it produce this proof? Motzia or ain't a motzia, yeah?
Clearly motzia, because she's finding blood.
No, I understand that. But the blood reads out the blood from the mocker. This is
the same place every time.
Three times in a row.
I'm asking you a shayla. I have a reason to ask you a shayla. Does this rise to a level, according to the Rabbi Kivay, it could be it rises from zero. It doesn't help at all. You know, it's this is like what we'll call this like a zero. I use it with comparison advisedly. What does a zero mean? If I have a maka, so it turns a 1 into a 10, a 0, right? Makes it to a yadua shemotzi dam. If I have no maka, it's a 0. Like yichas, you know? Yichas is like a 0. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you're using the blood to prove that there's a maka there, you're assuming that the blood's from that maka.
So maybe. I'll say maybe.
Well, that's the whole proof, though.
Maybe. Why am I saying all this? Because if what was just quoted, the Taz had all kinds of kashas. Rabosai, please open to the Taz, if cut in your, just see what he means by the kashas. Please turn. Taz, if cut in your. Taz, if cut in your. The Taz throws in a whole new story over here. He has major questions against the Ramah. He has big titans. He quotes the Ramah, V'kosha Tarti. In this edition, it's page Mem, the fourth wide line. Everyone has their own different edition of the Taz. But it's in bold print. I think quote every almost it's the word V'kosha is in somewhat bold print. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin, in Kol Zman Shibodekas V'chule, V'hainu P'sak the Ma'arai Deliel. That's the first svar of the Ma'arai. The Ma'arai is the Chumash Hadesh. Mashma, Kol She'ein Mavuro L'Avamok Omechad Me'atzdodin, Azdinan L'Chumra, Kol she'ein yodas bevadai shemakosam otzi adam uchadas marai umarai marai b'yesh leveses kavua as he calls him the Beis Yosef Ramah hoyalo lichtov alzeh the lo kaim alon kein if he psak shlo and le b'chol gavni shiyesh lamaka vushlo b'shas vesta tahora. Well, that's a bit of a complicated question that the Taz is asking. Since Siv Zayin is exactly our case of Siv Hei, so the Ramah should have said we don't follow Siv Zayin, but as long as there is a Makah, Shalom B'Shas Vesta is Tahora, whereas the Shulchan Aruch requires not just that, not enough to have Makah, not enough that should have Shalom B'Shas Vesta. You also have to have what? Seeing it only on one side. Then he goes further than that. He starts tumbling about the Ramah. In Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Ramah Sostrim Zezeh, the Kanshu Chomer Hita Beloshim Bedika Shalom B'Shas Vesta. Ubisima Kuf Sari Aleph and Merag Lion, the Kilt Fay, Kosev the Hachi Nog Latira, are they Bedika Davka? So, what's the scoop on the Ramah in a case where there's no Bedika that's only been outside from one side? Just the mere fact that it's Maka She'eni Yodua Shemotidam Shalom B'Shas Vesta. Here he's Mekil without a Bedika in Sipay, and it's Kuf Sari Aleph, he requires a Bedika. That's a major problem. You see from all this, no. So before we go on, we have to read the Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef, as you know, is the Shach's response to the Taz. He starts up with a little bit of a zing. Herich lahachos al Ramah ulushono megumgum harbe uveemes lo kasha midi. That's the introduction. It didn't start yet. That's just before we even started. So he said it. Alright. See, so if you look in the Maharai, in the original story, he says, the woman had a maka. So even if there's no vest, tahora, because this trick of seeing on the side converts an any yodua into a yodua. And the Shach concedes that it's Yadua, she's Tahora, you don't even need Shiva Nakim, you don't need any vest, you don't need anything. Kam the Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin, the Stam, Geish Litlus B'makos, Shemi Makha, Shemos Atzad, Bo, V'chule, V'lo Kosa, V'dayin Odavka, V'yisha, Shiyesh, L'Vestas, Shalom B'Shash Vesta. Because the Mechaber relied on the first Svar of the Trumas Hadeshin alone, Dwak, which the Trumas Hadeshin himself didn't do. The true Mazdash wanted three different studim. And the Mechabas is enough to have two. What are the two? You have a Makkah. And it always comes out on one side. That's all. After saying this, he says, in Cain, Divrei Ramah Nechonin. What do you mean, Divrei Ramah Nechonin? Why wasn't the Ramah Masik on the Mechabas of Zion who's too machmir? No, he's not too machmir. If anything, he's too mekil. He's mekil based on the svar, the first two svaras of the true Mazdash without Shalom B'Shas Vesta. The Taz assumed, since the true Mazdash in his bottom line required Shalom B'Shas Vesta, and so the Mechaber meant the Siv Zayin, so the Ramah should have spoken up. Wrong, man! You're not reading straight. The Mechaber never mentioned the Siv Zayin about Vesta. The Mordechai never appears in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't understand what I'm saying, review it a few more times, so you'll pick up the message. That's number one. That's why the Taz, boom, you're out. You misinterpreted the Mechaber in Sif Zayin. Never said anything about Vesta. Number two. The second thing, I think, is, again, the Shach is projected. Uvalavachilo koshemidi, tafilu tema didas marai, tlo talina memaka kazu, hainu lachzika tahora, the bahala rotsu l'smacha Mordechai l'chud. If this is correct, the Mechaber against Uri is only being mekil, she shouldn't be a Roh Adam Machmas Tashmish. Because that's you can't even have a get. So therefore, And remember, the Shach understands the Ramah holds that way also. The Ramah only makel over here, she shouldn't be a Roda Machmas Tashmash. That takes care of the stira between Kuf Pei Zayin and Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Kuf Tzadi, you want to be Matha without Shiva Nekim, you need the Bedika. Here, you don't. That is another technical distinction, which is possible otherwise. Okay. Bottom line, it seems to me, however, is that what will happen in this case, where she does not know that there is any maka whatsoever, she only has this thing on the sides. So we said before, according to the Machmirim, we cannot, we have to aser it. Kimega asks it. I want to suggest the following halacha l'maisa, like the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Ramah agrees as well. Because the Ramah has a similar bedika. Notice that the both the Shach and the Taz, generally speaking, agree that the bedika here in Kuf Pei Zayin, and the bedika in the Ramah, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, are similar. Similar that they have to ask one against the other. What happened in Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph? What's there? He's going to the bathroom, the whole story. So what does he say? The Ramah says as follows. It's complex bedika. What does it say? She sees Dam after she urinates. Dam Mako. Yesh Machmirim, Shlola Hat, just based on our projections, the doctor said so. Rak Be'isha, number one, Yesh Levesis. And number two, Ula Tzricha Bedika, and the whole story only on the side, the whole business. Three times. But Rabosai, we're referring it to a case from Pshuto of a woman that there's no known maka. There is no known maka. This is it's a proof. Yadayim ochichas yesh la maka. But there's no known maka whatsoever. And we say the first day is more makel to pay some cave alone in this case, that proves it's a maka. And the second day it says no. We can only be makel if two more extra things are put on us. Number one, Shalobash Asvesta, and number two, the Bedika. But the question becomes, Rabosai, if the Bedika itself will rise to the level of Maka Shiyadua Shemotzi Dam, who needs Shalom B'Shaz Vesta? So I'm saying a Chiddush, that this funny Bedika by itself, even though it sounds counterintuitive, will rise from zero to the level of Maka Shiyadua Shemotzi Dam. And therefore, we have to throw in as well the idea of Shalom B'Shaz Vesta. That's why I want to pass on the Halacha L'maisa. That kind of a cooler. So if a woman has no maka yadua, but she has all these things on one side, and she has a vest, we can be makel in that case. That's the case I had. I told you, Rav Neuberg Shlip, that's exactly the case we had. We didn't know for a fact that there was a maka. It was a projection. It's probably a yeast infection. We didn't look. She didn't go to a doctor. The doctor said, here, take some, they give you over the phone, they prescribe certain things. They don't know for sure. If the doctor looks inside, of course, that's the best thing to find out. But that, but since it was seen always on one side, and this woman was a normal woman, had a typical vest, and it was the wrong time of the month, she was getting married at the right time of the month, she planned it accordingly. Right? So therefore, you have a right to be makel. In contrast to the Bari HaShulcha wants to be machbes Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi Kiveger, I'm explaining away. Again, I haven't seen it inside. I'm explaining away by saying, yeah, Rabbi Kiveger is against the Ramah too. He holds that either the Ramah himself was only held like the Shach and requires Shiva Nekim, or the Ramah says you don't need it, but he's wrong, which is exactly what the Bari HaShulchan and the Shach paskened earlier. The Bari HaShulchan earlier, quoted Rabbi Kiveger, earlier Rabosai, in Sivkatan, here's in Sivkatan Kuf Yud Ches, he quotes Rabbi Kiveger, and he says over here in earlier in Tziyunim Kuf Lamed Beis, where he says, who is Machmir Lemaisa? He says, it's a machlokes whether Ramah requires Shiva Nekim or not. The Shach says no, and others say yes. Who does say yes? No, the Behuda, the Alter Rebbe, and as I mentioned, Sidrei Tara. Take a look at the Pisach Shuvah Sivkotin, Chavav, and the Ramah Kuf Peches Hebris. So earlier today, as the Ragra said, But despite the fact that the Rambam himself is Megill, there are those who are Makbir anyway, for one of two reasons. Either Rambam is Makbir, the Shach, or the Rambam is Megill, we don't follow him. Who else says Ladina? Sidre Tara, no de Behuda, Tzemach Tzedek, Shuasubiki Vega, Simon Samach Aleph, the old Poskim. So again, I don't have Rabbi Kivega in front of me, but I might, just reading it, kind of get the impression Kivega may be willing to concede that the Rambam is Megill, but I'm not Megill. My name is Rabbi Kivega. I have to be Makbir. So of course Rabbi Kivega is to be Makbir over here in Zion as well. But since we are B'nai Yisrael Yosef B'yad Ramah, so we follow the Ramah, or the Rabbi Achenu Ashkenazim Hayotzim B'yad Ramah, so if we follow the Ramah and the way the Poskim Amuchich against the Shach, the Ramah is Megill without Shivat Akim, so therefore we have a right to be Megill in the case of a Makah She'enu Yodua Shemotzi Dam, if she sees three times on the side without Shivat Akim, just as the Ramah himself said in Simakuf Tzani Aleph. So it's a strange thing. It rises to level from zero to a Makah She'enu Yodua Shemotzi Dam. Had it been Yodua Shemotzi Dam, you wouldn't even need it as a vest. Not in Kuf Tzani Aleph, probably not here either.
If you knew that there was a
Makah
there.
If you know your Makah there, everything's Mutter.
No,
but
you don't
know.
What? You don't know it's Mutter. You know it's a Makah, you don't know it's
Mutter. Then the other cave can make a call to Mutter. Or on the side shows it proves that it's Mutter. You don't even need Shas Vesta.
Because if you don't have anything on the side, then
you should
show up a Shas Vesta. We can make
a right, that's the other Ramah. The way we understood the Ramah. But both say it's a bit of a complicated day today. I'm sorry, I feel bad that people who are not holding by the Sugya probably just. Their heads are spinning, but we have to go through it. That's my bottom line. I mean, I'm not the biggest maker in the world. There are people who will be more maker, but I'm close to the biggest maker. Now, there are ways, there are many cases that a woman has a shayla in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim and she has this thing, and the best way to determine she has a makah is to go to a physician. I'm fortunate in my community, there's a woman, OBGYN, who's home at night as a rule, and she'll see you in her own house. She'll look in with a speculum or with a whatever. She has a set up, a little mini setup over there in her own house. Or you can find a midwife. I think there used to be a midwife in Washington Heights who went in Aliyah last year. So Washington Heights has lost his Eric Stroll's game. I think Rabbi Newberg has a physician in Teaneck that he consults with the same. You have to find the right person. Look, I see a Makkah. The question of a Gori says, do you believe him or not? The whole Arichas about that. I'm not going into that. There's an Orthodox woman that says, I see a Makkah. That's all. But sometimes she says, I don't see a Makkah. And then the game is up. But it's critical, if a woman suspects a Makkah, to run to the doctor as quickly as possible. Because you wait a day or two, can heal. But he first points that out in his book. Get there quick, because it can heal. I didn't say it not. There's a whole tumult in Poskim. The Pisket Shuva quotes 40 Mara Makarmas. You saw on this. The Shuva's this. The bottom line is, if it's a Milstavita Legluye, you certainly believe him. Because you can always check up with him with some other doctor. And if it's a Umar Lamariyam Nase, that goes back to your Odeh Chalik Aleph. Well, he just really believes something because it's his profession. And that's that alone should be enough. What we haven't discussed at all today, and I'm not surprised. I both say our next year is on Sunday, is that correct? Sunday, 11:30. Very important year, which is, what is the definition of a makkah? If you read it in Rabbi Forst's book, it's extraordinarily important. That's the best place you'll see it. The best place. In his art school book, and then it's chapter 23, next to the last chapter. How do you define a makkah? If a woman, just a little basic biology, a woman has a uterine lining which waxes and wanes and sloughs off every month if there's an ovulation without a pregnancy. Okay? Then behind that is the pear-shaped, you know, the muscle of the uterus, which is unchanging. It stays more or less the same throughout. So if the blood is coming from the muscle which is there in a 10-year-old woman and in a 60-year-old woman, that's for sure damak. What about I take an instrument and I'll scratch the endometrial lining, the uterine lining. And its blood, if I would have not scratched that blood now, it would have come out 2 weeks from now as normal uterine blood, as normal needle blood. But I pulled it out with a scratch. What's the deal? Is that damaka or is that not damaka? That's the $64,000 question. That's a tremendous nafkamina. All these are gynecological procedures. Is that the hamaka or not? So, please read what Rabbi Forrest has to say. Then on Sunday, we'll discuss, he calls it Sidrei Taharas, there are different things, not just out of nowhere. We'll try to discuss that. I'm thinking of bringing in a doctor, even though he has everything here in his own language. Maybe we should bring in a doctor to come to say Shia for us. I was thinking maybe a good day might be Monday, because Monday's a Yontif, right? I mean, Memorial Day, that probably don't work. Right? Will more people here be here Sunday or be here Monday? I think Sunday, Monday's probably better. Now people who went away will come back. Bad, both bad days, both good days. Monday's better. Good. So I may bring a doctor on Monday. Just to, I'd like to have him here to make sure we're done. What?
I was told
people want 11 o'clock.
I can't. It's going to be Tehillim.
That's right.
At 3 o'clock, 4 to 3.
Rabbi Willig has been.
Are you going to be home for Yon?
Yes.
We have to have people walk the mat. The mat? Yeah.
Rabbi Willig is going to make a even by a woman who doesn't know that she has any mat at all.
Correct.
Well,
you're right.
Yeah.
This is wrong. Put it on?
Yeah. Do you make sure to save something?
After the other one.